Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Michael Morgan. I'm Facilities Manager for the Department of Education. And through the Chair, Representative Porter, there's a current department regulation which allows an in-kind contribution by districts where they can use labor, equipment, materials, or under certain circumstances, land to meet that requirement.
And that's?
Pardon?
That's existing or is in process?
That's an existing regulation, yes. Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Yes, Representative Jewell.
Thank you. If I could respond to that just briefly. I think that's something we need to look really hard on how we can utilize, but we need to also keep in mind that the people that are going to come in to provide the work, the contractors, they have issues of liability in terms of people getting out there to volunteer their work around construction projects such as this. And the fact of the matter is, when projects like this go on anywhere in the country, people, no matter where you are, will expect to get paid for specialty work, for work like this, and especially in places where there is high unemployment. And quite frankly, you know, I think that's definitely an avenue that is potential to look at. But there's also the issues of liability, recognizing that the contractors and the construction people are coming in, usually from the urban parts of the state, and I think they would be pretty hard pressed in terms of insurance concerns, to consider some of that.
Let's hear from Al Weinberg, and I have a question that I'd like to ask you later.
My name is Al Weinberg. I'm representing Kashunimiut School District, which is located in Chivat. When the legislation was first passed that required the participating share, there was a provision in it to allow the commissioner to grant a waiver. However, the department's policy on granting waivers is so restrictive, it's virtually impossible to get a waiver. To the best of my knowledge, no waiver's ever been granted. And I know in our case, we've simply stopped asking for waivers because we know it's a futile effort. With regard to the criteria in this bill, local governments that have little property wealth, that have low income and high unemployment, those local governments are already strained to provide the most basic kinds of public services. The burden of the local share would cause those meager services to be reduced even further. As you've already heard, the Kashunimiut School District project is number one on the fiscal year 98 priority list. The students there are in a building that is documented to be a life safety hazard. It's educationally inadequate, and it's 189% of capacity in terms of its enrollment. 98% of those students in that school are Alaska Natives. 84% of those students are limited English proficient. 79% of those students live below the poverty level. If this project were to be funded, the school district would have to come up with approximately $484,000 for the participating share. The only practical place for that money to come from is from the operating budget. Yes, there are ways of in-kind, but I think as a practical matter, a contractor is not going to be able to put in a bid based on the fact that he's going to get $500,000 of volunteer labor. We in our case, have been negotiating with the Department of Education for about 3 years to use land as the in lieu of our participating share, and those negotiations are still inconclusive. But based on what we've been told to this point, we have no expectation that the land will be allowed. So the only practical place for that almost $500,000 to come from is out of the operating budget. So you've got a community where the students are poor, they're educationally deprived, limited English proficient, And in order for them to get a safe and adequate school, their educational program is going to have to be reduced by $500,000. Somehow, that just isn't right. Thank you.
Are there any questions, Mr. Weinberg? Thank you. Representative Jewell.
Back on the hot seat.
Well, no. I think.
Yes.
You have high unemployment, so that there are, other than during harvest season, whether it's whale or fish or whatever, you have able-bodied people, but as was just mentioned, it's difficult to try and incorporate perhaps some of that manpower into a construction or even a renovation project. Is there, even though it takes longer, would there be a possibility of something like that? You talk about the fact, certainly, that you've got a deteriorating project and your school building is old and it's just giving up to the weather. Is there some way that this manpower could be utilized? I know you're 189% capacity, so you can't isolate certain areas of the building because that makes it even more overcrowded. But
it's a dilemma.
It's a real dilemma. It is.
We have a school in the district, Buckland, and for a while it was at the top of the list. It was number one. And when it was number one, the Northwest Arctic Borough School District couldn't come up with the required match. And it was there for a little while. And since then, through the process, has dropped to number five. But these are the libraries in the hall. The high school is in a separate building where there's no restroom facilities. I mean, and there's schools like that, you know, throughout the rural areas. That's just one example, and I think Kashuyamid's illustration just another.
Representative Porter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is the plan in CHVAC, do you know, would it be to build a new facility and tear down the one that sounds like it is about in that state, or to reuse it or expand it, or, you know?
Replacement.
Would demolition be possible with folks from the village?
The existing facility belongs to the state. It's the school district's position that the existing building would be turned over back to the state. The state could demolish it, give it away, or whatever. But the new school is intended for a separate site.
Okay. Well, if it was that the likelihood was demolition, that might be considered a cost of the project, and it might be something that you could take a look at.
Yeah, if that were the case, then that would be a possibility, but that, not in this instance.
Are there any other questions or statements? If not, honoring the chairman's process of, since this is the first time we've heard it, we will hold it over and revisit it at another time in the very near future. And with that, we're adjourned.